Greetings and good morning, and thank you, Anthony Fess, for making my vegan animal liberation commentary possible on the morning mix on KPFA. I assert that speciesism is the one remaining oppression acceptable to and even embraced by progressives. We've rejected racism, sexism, homophobia-ism, ageism, classism, whatever the bad ism is, we're against it. Except speciesism. That tastes too good. It's really not our fault because we have not been challenged to consider this ism because we're so well indoctrinated or brainwashed or brain dirtied. In elementary school, I was served the milk of a cow every day. Well, what could be wrong with that? Everything. We accept the horrific drillings into the brains of others as scientific research if it's performed by men and women in white coats in laboratories, but would probably call the cops or intervene ourselves if such brutal acts were performed in public. But they are only animals. That's our battle cry whenever we want to go to war. The Iraqis, the Afghanis, the Vietnamese, Jews, Muslims, whoever, are only animals. So, of course, animals then come with the ready-made label that makes them beneath us, subhuman. And that gives us permission to do anything we want. Eat them, beat them, wear them. We're so indoctrinated that they don't even make it to the progressive radar. Case in point, this past Monday on Democracy Now!, the crown jewel of progressive broadcasting. We all love it. I listen to it religiously. But on Monday's program, there was a story which you can see archived, whose title begins with the question, "Pardoning turkeys, not people?" And yes, rightfully, Democracy Now! Was seeking to bring attention to the obvious and heinous injustice of excessive mandatory sentencing and three strikes laws that condemn people to life in prison for stealing a jacket or possession of drugs. By excoriating Obama for a lack of clemency for people, while pardoning two birds for Thanksgiving, characterized by Democracy Now! As ridiculous. Well, what is ridiculous is that we accept that Turkey should be in a position to have to be pardoned. They have certainly committed no crime except to be born. And turkeys, like all innocent animals eaten by human supremacists, are born into a hellhole, death row prison life of harsh confinement, violent rape, waterboarding levels of torture, and cutthroat execution as juveniles. Two innocent birds of 50 million death penalty victims are symbolically, and yes, ridiculously pardoned, and they'll die soon anyway because of deliberate deformities inherent in their unnatural breeding, and their suffering must be laughingly minimized to elevate sympathy for the prisoners who matter. Well, that's not a fair or equivalent comparison. Wouldn't a true progressive recognize unjust imprisonment and cruel and unusual punishment, whoever the oppressed may be, whatever race, ethnicity, or species he or she may be? How can you be for prisoners' rights and against the death penalty and ridicule and minimize the plight of the turkeys, much less eat them? Years ago, when Ed Asner was a guest on my radio program, Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, I asked him what his prime social justice issue is, and he said the death penalty. And as I suggested that all animals eaten are born into the death penalty, I saw the light go off in his eyes, and the next day his office was calling me for suggestions for vegan restaurants. He got it, that certainly if we don't want to be the direct cause of such injustice, we must exercise our personal power to pardon all the innocents and go vegan. And I invite you to visit my website, goveganradio.com, for hundreds of free archived programs. My email is bob@goveganradio.com, on Twitter @goveganradio. Peace now. Go vegan. I'm Bob Linden.